300,000 daily LIRR commuters disrupted as NYC railway workers strike. 3,500 LIRR workers strike, halting 300,000 daily commuters after wage and healthcare talks with MTA collapse. A strike by 3,500 workers shut down New York's Long Island Railroad Saturday, disrupting 300,000 daily commuters traveling between New York City, its boroughs, and Long Island. The walkout, first in 32 years, followed failed negotiations with the MTA over wages and healthcare premiums. Workers for New York's Long Island Railroad, LRR, walked off the job Saturday, crippling the nation's busiest commuter rail system and stranding nearly 300,000 daily passengers. The walkout by 3,500 union members, including engineers, machinists, and signalmen, marks the first strike on the LIRR in more than three decades. The stoppage follows the collapse of negotiations between five unions and the Metropolitan Transportation Authority, MTA, which manages the system. Governor Kathy Hochul urged commuters to work from home Saturday, warning that limited alternate transit options exist. The governor's office stated the state is exploring contingency plans to restore service as quickly as possible. MTA officials confirmed no new talks are scheduled with the unions, signaling a prolonged disruption for riders who rely on the LRR to connect Manhattan, Queens, Brooklyn, and the Bronx with Long Island suburbs. This audio version was produced automatically by Global BR News.